The Honourable Member for Kootenay, Columbia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'd like to thank my colleague across the floor for her work on this and for bringing in both C-68 and C-69. My riding of Kootenay, Columbia was conservative for 21 years, and quite frankly, it was the conservative government's attack on environmental legislation, including the Fisheries Act, Navigable Waters Act, Environmental Assessment Act, that led to the change in my riding of Kootenay, Columbia. I was regional manager with Fish and Wildlife for the southeastern BC from 2002 to 2009. And at the time, there was an office, a DFO office in the Kootenays that had four staff working on it. They showed me a staffing chart. They were supposed to go to 12 staff. By the time 2015 came along, there was not one DFO staff left in the Kootenays. So my question to the member is, would she support reestablishing a DFO office in Kootenay, Columbia, the southeastern part of BC?
Honourable Parliament Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One of the things I was assured in this briefing is that there would be more protection and enforcement available in jurisdictions across Canada because of all the cuts that have been made in regions like the one my colleague speaks of in his riding and in many others. We recognize that as being one of the critical pieces that has to happen. I think for countless generations in this country, the fishery has been a tremendous industry, both socially, culturally, and economically. And whether that is in inland waters or offshore waters, it is a valuable resource in this country, and we should never be afraid to stand up to protect that resource for the benefit of those that are earning their livelihood and sustaining their communities from that industry.